on a slightly different day of the week and a slightly different time of the week. Parshas Vayetze is the topic of Tfilas Arvis Rosh Hashanah, the Tfila of Ma'ariv. The pasuk, very famous in our Parsha, tells us that as Yaakov is on his journey and he's running away, the Yifka Ba'Mokom Ba'Yolim Sham, the Yaakov just happened on the place and he stayed there overnight. Kippah Shemesh, it happened to be that there was sunset. That's when he takes the stones and they form a pillow according to Chazal. He puts the stones down. And he sleeps there. So the pasuk itself is very straightforward, not so exciting. It's the next pasuk that talks about his dream. That gets very exciting. But on that pasuk, Rashi has a very famous comment. He paraphrases Chazal, as we'll see in a moment when we see the actual source. Rashi is not giving us the whole source. Rashi says, Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, that this idea of Vayifka, which in Pashup Shah means it just happened, but Vayifka is a Lashon of Tefillah. Quotes a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, which is also references to Yirmiyah. And what does that mean, that Vayifka B'makom is a reference to Tefillah? Lamadnu Shetikein Yaakov Tefillas Arvis. It was the night time, that's why he was going to sleep. Vayifka, he was davening. Oh, you see from here, Yaakov was Metakein Tefillas Arvis. Now, what is the Gemara referring to? The Gemara is referring to, Rashi is referring to a machlokas. And really, the structure of the Gemara, which is in the Brachos and the Chavav, really the basis for the rest of our shir, which is that the Gemara actually discusses two different topics, in a sense, you could say. Although they're clearly related, and the premise of our shir is that they're going to be very related. And then the Gemara discusses, number one is a debate about the status of Ma'ariv. So we're going to get to is Marv Chova or a Rishus. But before that, the Gemara discusses what Rashi refers to, which is, forget Marv for a second. How do we know that we have to daven at all? What is the basis of our Chiyuv of Tefillah? So Rashi, by quoting the relevant part for the Parsha, refers to a larger discussion. Rashi pulls out one third of the discussion, because it relates to the story, but Yaakov was Metakein Ma'ariv. It's part of a larger picture, which Rashi doesn't quote, but that's what the Gemara says. So Gemara is first going to discuss where we know davening from, we're then going to get to specifically what is the Chiyuv of Ma'ariv. So the Gemara in Brachos begins as follows. It says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Amar, Tfilos Ovos Tiknum. You know how we know we have to daven three times a day? It's because of the Ovos. And the Gemara, quoting Psukim for each three, tells us, Avram was Matakein Shachris. Yitzchak, Lasuach Basada, we just read about it when he came to, right, Rivka comes out to see him, and what's he doing? Lasuach Basada, it just sounds like he was going for a walk to the Makolet. Chazal say no. In the Gemara, Lasuach is a Lashon of Tefillah. What happened to be the late afternoon? Yaakov was Matakein Tefillah Smincha. Shekayach, thank you. Okay, just pass those around. I don't know. I'm not good at counting.
Also,
okay. Yeah. Not during the shir though, right? Okay, thank you so much. So the Gemara continues. Avram was Mesakein Shachris, Yitzchak, Mincha, and Yaakov, Ma'ariv. And how do we know it? Quotes the pasuk in our parsha, V'yifka b'makom, ein pigia el loshon tefillah. Oh, see, Rashi just quotes a little bit of the picture. But it's actually a larger Maimer Chazal. Yaakov wasn't alone. It was part of a pattern. Each one of the Avos was Mesakein another one of the Tfilos. Avram Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov Ma'ariv. Okay? Good. However, the Gemara has a second opinion. The Gemara has a second opinion. If you go to the first line of the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi disagrees. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Tfilos Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. I think these guys need sheets. They're comfortable, they're stretched out, but they don't have sheets. So the Gemara says that the second opinion is that tefillos are keneged karbonos, the karbon tamid. It's a karbon tamid in the morning, that's for shachris. There's a karbon tamid in the afternoon, that's for mincha. One little problem, our topic is Ma'ariv. Only two karbon tamids a day. Says the Gemara, what is the source of Ma'ariv according to that opinion? Look at the second part of the underlined, with the second underlined section. If Neimah Amru Tfilas Ha'erev Ein La Keva Shayevarim Upedarim Shalonet Achlu Mi Be'erev Kravim V'Holchin kol halayla. Says the Gemara, we know that if they closed up shop, the last carbon was the carbon tamid, but it, depending on how busy a day it was, there might have been lots of meat or fats that were from carbonos throughout the day that weren't yet necessarily burnt. So when they closed up shop, they left all the extra, the leftover meat, that would burn all night. You couldn't bring a carbon at night, but the fires of the Mizbeach in theory could be going all night depending on the volume of the leftover meats and fats. Where adds a nuance, which I should have mentioned a moment ago, but it's not too late now. And where it mentions, specifically when it mentions the second opinion that tefillah is from the karbonos, nothing to do with the ovos, the Gemara here adds a nuance, which is not just that it's from the karbonos, the Gemara says, and that's how we also know the specific time of davening. Right? We know that if you wake up late, it might be too late to daven shacharis, or if you don't, right, if you look at your watch, especially in the winter, it's hard, all of a sudden, before you know it, it gets dark out, it could be too late to daven mincha. How do we know all that? Says the Gemara, well, because what time can you bring the carbon tamid? Well, the tamid shal shachar has certain halachos. Okay, that's at shachars. Tamid shal bet arbaim, only until it gets dark. Okay, mincha, only until it gets dark. And then the Gemara says, well, what about mariv? And the Chanami says the Gemara, this is based on the first Mishnah in Masechta Brachos. Tefillas arvis, ein la kevet, you could actually daven mariv all night. And how do we know that? Because what is mariv, according to this opinion, can I get? The burning of the meat and the fats. And how long can you burn the meats and the fats? All night. There you can have a marv. All night. So two basic opinions. Is tefillah connected to avos? As Rashi and our Gemara our Parsha indicates. Therefore marv from Yaakov. Or is tefillah from the karbonos? In which case, marv would be connected to the burning of the excess fats. How does the Rambam paskin? So the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah is very clear. V'chein teknu shiyehei minyan ha-tfilos k'minyan ha-karbonos. How many times is daven? Albeit derabanan. Derais, it's once a day. But how do we know you have to daven three times a day? K'minyan ha-karbonos. Shtei tfilos v'chol yom k'nege shtei tvinim. And then also you have the musaf on the days you need a musaf. V'chein teknu shiyehei odom mispal tfilah achas b'layla. And in addition to the two for the karbonos, you have the third, keneged, the burning of the excess meat and fats, what you and I call marav. So it's very clear in Rambam and Hilchos Tefillah, who does he pass in like? The second opinion, tefillah keneged, karbonos, not like Rashi assumed, like Yaakov Avinu and the Avos. But the problem, or shall I say, where the fun starts, because there are no problems in learning, just fun and more fun. The fun starts in the second Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, in a very famous presentation in Perek Tes, the Rambam traces the evolutionary development of mitzvos. Taryag got sprung on us at Har Sinai, 613 mitzvos. But it wasn't all or nothing. Based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Rambam summarizes, it was a build-up. You had the Shevus B'nai Noach leading up to the Taryag. And despite the fact that we call the Shevus B'nai Noach, if you're familiar with that Gemara, you know that that's actually a misnomer, because most of those mitzvos actually happened before Noach. And the Rambam lists that presentation. He talks about this evolution. Shisha Dvarim Nitzdavu Adam Arishon. Six actually were commanded to Adam. And then you had Noach Gad Avram and Achai. That's already seven. V'chein ayad Avram b'chol olam ad Avram. The truth is that until Avram, the world only knew about seven. Ba'Avram and Nitzdavu Yesara Elam Mila. Well, we know, we just read it a few weeks ago. Avram was commanded in Bris Mila. And Avram is Mispal Shachris. Yitzchak, according to some Midrashim, he started with Meiser and things like that. Remember, Yitzchak spent his whole life in Eretz Yisrael. Hosted Tefillah Acheres. At the end of the day, that's called Mincha. But Yaakov hosted Gidah Noshe, which we know, of course, from his battle with the Malach. His Palel Tefillah Arvis, and also Mariv. Comes along a number of Achronim, the Mefarshei Rambam, and say, what is going on? When you read our Gemara Masechta Brachos, it seems to be absolutely clear that we have two opinions. And that the two opinions argue with each other. Is it connected avos or connected karbonos? And yet, here the Rambam seems to be contradicting himself. On the one hand, the Rambam began in Hilchos Tefillah and said it's clearly tefillah connected karbonos. Now in Hilchos Melachim, all of a sudden he introduces this new thing. Avram Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov Mariv. Well, how does that work? How do you have both? Isn't it one or the other from the Gemara? So the Or Sameach, the Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, has a suggestion, perhaps the most well-known suggestion to answer this Rambam. And the Meir Simcha says as follows. And I need you to pay attention to it clearly, because the rest of the shir is going to be our attempt to reject this Or Sameach. Before we know what we're arguing on, we have to know what he says. Says the Or Sameach as follows. Really, the Rambam is obviously telling us that they're both true, obviously. But what's the distinction? How can he say both? Be'emes kaim alon ketarvayu. Really, you see from the Rambam that the Gemara was not saying either or. In fact, you could have both. Namely, hainu, dizmanei hatzfilos tiktum keneged kabonos. If you remember, when I read the Gemara, when I was telling you about the kabonos, I mentioned that the Gemara didn't just say that you have three tfilos, can I get three karbonos, or two plus the burning of the fats. The Gemara added that the amount of time you can daven, right? It can't be too late to daven shakars, too late to daven mincha. In fact, there's no limit on the how much time to daven mariv. The Gemara said that was from the karbonos. So says the Or Sameach, that's pshat. When the Rambam says tfilah keneged karbonos, he didn't mean the etzem chiyuv to daven. He was just talking about a detail. Now, it's a very important detail. Especially if you're not a chosin. A very important detail. That's called zmanei tefillah. When can you daven until? What are the times of day where you daven each specific tefillah? Shacharis only until a certain amount of time. Mincha until a certain amount of time. Maariv all night. How do we know that? That's not from Yaakov. That's not from Avram. That is from Karbonos. So the Rambam paskins l'inyan that detail. We'll know that from the Karbonos. However, continues Or Sameach, ubachozos, but nevertheless, the basic chiyuv, avos tiknum. And then the Or Sameach says, and hilchos tefillah, kan, keneged tamidim tiknum. The Rambam quotes Karbanos, ubhilchos malachim, the one we saw about Avos and Yaakov, keneged avos. So again, what's the yisod of the Or Sameach? Very clear to keep this in your mind. According to the Or Sameach's understanding of the Rambam, if I were to ask you, bottom line, where do we know that you have to daven three times a day? What's the basis of the chiyuv? What is the Or Sameach understanding of the Rambam? Avos. The Rambam says something about karbonos. What's that for? A detail. An important detail, but a detail. It is my suggestion, Anias Taiti, that this is a mistaken reading of the Rambam. And I want to spend the rest of this year hopefully trying to prove that to you. First of all, it's a detail because it's not so lumdish, but it's an important detail. How do you read the Rambam? It is clear, overwhelmingly, that this is a very forced reading of the Rambam. Obviously, the Or Sameach was dealing with a difficult situation. The Rambam says two things that seem to be contradictory. But Lamaisa, the way the Or Sameach resolves that problem, that fundamentally the Ikra is really from the Tfilo, not from the Karbanos, to me is not Pashup Shat in the Loshon, first and foremost. Of the Rambam. Go back for a minute. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah. Look there. Somebody tell me, does the Rambam say anything there about the Zman of the Davening? He doesn't even mention it. The Rambam there says what? Tiknu Shehei Minyan Atfilos Kemenina Karbonos. How do we know many times the Daven? What's the basis of the Chiyuv? Karbonos. He's not talking about a detail. He's talking about the actual Chiyuv to Daven three times a day. P.S. On the flip side, Hilchos Malachim, to me this would have been the Pashup Shat. Does the Rambam anywhere say that Avram, Yitzchak, or Yaakov were Mechayiv us to daven? That they were Mesaking that we should daven? All the Rambam says was that Avram davened. Yitzchak davened. Yaakov davened. Yeah, and maybe they were Mechayiv to daven. Okay, but let me ask you a question. Is the reason that you and I can't eat Gidon Asher because Yaakov was forbidden to eat Gidon Asher after his fight with the Malach? Not at all. It's the reason you and I do Mila. Because Avram was Mechuyev in Mila. Of course not. The very consistent theme of Chazal, Gemara says, that was only till Har Sinai. But once it was Nishnu Bar Sinai, once we actually had the Torah given at Har Sinai, what's the Chiyuv of Mila from? From Sinai. What's the Chiyuv of Gidon Asher from? Sinai. So the Rambam mentions that Avram davened, and then Avram maybe even was Mechuyev to daven. But the Rambam there, it's almost a history lesson he's telling us. The Rambam never there said that you and I are chayav to daven because of the Avos. To me, that's a simple Pashup Shat. In essence, you could have said the Rambam was learning Pashup Shat, that there's no, it's not a stira. The Gemara wasn't saying one or the other. The Gemara was saying, and I take it back, the Gemara does seem to be an argument. But the Rambam learned differently. The Rambam said, no, basically it was from the Karbonos, but that doesn't change the fact that the Avos also davened. Maybe even the Avos were chayav to daven. But that doesn't tell me how I have to chayav to daven. Oh, that's from the Karbonos. But that's not what the Or Sameach says. The Rosh Hashanah says that the Ikar Chiyuv is from Avos, and that the times are from the Karbanos. So our first Ha'ara on the Rosh Hashanah is it's very, very difficult in the Lashon of the Rambam. I think almost impossible, but we'll say difficult. Let's continue. And let's go deeper now into Maariv itself. So I mentioned that there's a machlokes, whether, what's the status of Maariv? One difference we already saw was that Maariv could be all night. It's not a limited zman. But what about the status of Maariv? So take a look at number 3. The Gemara in Brachos, Chav Zayin Mabez, the next Amud. The Gemara there is Medayek. It has a little bit of a debate. Starts off assuming that that Maariv is a chova like the other two tefillos. And the Gemara concludes, no. The Zmani tefillos tignum k'nega karbonos, u'kefi zmana karbonos. Excuse me, I'm reading the wrong line. Excuse me. Tila Arvis, Rabbi Gamliel Omar Chova. Rabbi Gamliel says it's a Chova. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Shua Amarishus. Famous Machlokas. Is Maariv a Chova with the other two? Or only Arishus? Comes along the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. How does the Rambam paskin? Ein Tfilas Arvis Chova Ketfilas Shachras V'mincha. No. What I like to call the Cinderella role in Halacha. It's a little step. One of these is not equal to the others. Arvis is Cinderella. Arvis is the one that's not as chayiv as the other two. The other two are chova. Arvis is just a rishus. So now, let's think about this for a second. Let's put the two together. Arvis, rishus, or chova? Ovos or karbonos? Two separate machloksim. How do they match up? What would make more sense? We're not sure what the Rambam holds about Avos versus Karbonos. A little bit of contradiction, or Sameach, maybe he's right, maybe he's not right. But we do know what the Rambam holds about the question of Arvis Rishus. That is unambiguous, clear as day. It's Rishus. So if we know for sure the Rambam holds Rishus, so we can start with that. That's our given. Now that we know the Rambam holds Rishus, does that in any way give us any direction about the first question, which is, does he hold it's Karbonos versus Avos? What do you think?
If he holds it for sure, it's seemingly like Karbana.
Why?
Because if it's like the Avos, then it's more Doraisa. There's more of a Doraisa.
Again, I want to reiterate. No one holds a Doraisa, right? Even the Rambam himself holds. Tefillah, who holds Doraisa, it's the famous Rambam, he holds only once a day. It's not even the times. So this is all clearly on the form of an Asmachtan or some Durabana. But still, I think you're right. One thing we know, Yaakov, he was no Cinderella. Right? Like you said, if it's Keneged Avos, there's no basis to say that Maariv is any less important than the other two. If anything, Yaakov is the Bechira Avos. But he's certainly got the least. So there's no reason to think that if Yaakov was Metake not Maariv, there would be Rishus. However, if you hold like Karbonos, it makes a lot of sense. Why? Because Shachar is a chiyuv. You know why? Because you're chayiv to bring the Tamid Shal Shachar. And Mincha is a chiyuv because you're chayiv to bring the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. But Maariv is a shush. You know why? Because if the stuff was already burnt, then the stuff was already burnt. There's no chiyuv to have meat burning on the Mizbeach all night. There's no chiyuv to have fats on the Mizbeach all night. If there's leftover fat, it's allowed to burn all night. That is what you and I would call a rishus. So if we know the Rambam holds Maariv is Rishus, it makes all the sense in the world that he also holds a Tefillah Keneged Karbonos. And in fact, after I had this Ha'ara, I saw, but done time to put it on the sheet, that in the Ein Yaakov, because even though we're talking about Halacha, but the idea of Avos and whatever, you know, it's a little bit of agadic. So in the Ein Yaakov, quotes this Gemara, even though it's a little bit halachic, but sometimes the Ein Yaakov quotes sort of halachic Gemaras also. You know, the Ein Yaakov is mainly about Agadita. And in the Ein Yaakov, there's one of the commentaries on the Ein Yaakov, it's called the Rif. He is not at all the Rif in the back of the Gemara. He lived, I don't exactly know how many years, but many years after the Rif. He was not Rav Yisrael Fassi. Things of Yeshua or something, Pinto is the pay, the Rif in the Ein Yaakov. But the Rif in the Ein Yaakov, who may not be the Rif in the Ram on the back of the Gemara, but he was a good guy anyway. The Rif in the Ein Yaakov says, in fact, he's as clear as day, that these two are actually Chovah HaTalia. He says exactly what we said, but like not even like maybe. Because it's 100% directly connected. If you hold Tefillah Keneged Karbonos, then Arvis is Rishus. And if you hold Tefillah Keneged Avos, Yaakov, he's no Cinderella. It's an absolute chiyuv. But he's not talking about the Rambam. But we're talking about the Rambam. And Lechora, this is a very good indication that the Rambam holds that it's Tefillah Keneged Karbonos, which is good news for us and not good news for the Or Sameach. So I'll help the Ur Sameach because we love and we revere the Ur Sameach. So I have two Terutzim to help the Ur Sameach. But Pashup Shat, this is already a second, in addition to the Pashup Shat in the Lashon of the Rambam, there's a second indication things are not 100% with that Ur Sameach. Yeah.
How would anyone be able to pass in that it's connected to others if the Gemara has
I'm going to give you that's Rishus. I'm going to give you two, which is, it's a good question. It's another way of saying what's the Pshat in the Ur Sameach. So I'm going to give you two answers in a second. Yeah.
According to the Rambam, it's definitely Rishus because he doesn't say it's Rishus. He just said it's not like a code. Like
I think so. Well, what Rishus means, and that might be his weird lashon. You're right. It's a good ha'ara. He's not giving you the straight lashon of the Gemara. What his We're going to get that in a few minutes, I hope. Machlokas Rishonim. What, even if we pass Rishus, what does it mean? But it's clearly doesn't hold the Zechova. It's at a different level than the other two. And as far as I know, no one, you know, there's no funny or Sameach flying around claiming differently. Okay? So how do we answer, good question I mentioned before, for the Sameach or anybody else, how could you, so to speak, mix and match? How could you say Keneged Avos and Rishus, which is in essence what the Ur Sameach says for the Rambam? So two possible answers. We don't have time for me to read it inside, but one is the Pnei Yoshua, another one on the second sheet is from the Torah Tmima. The Pnei Yoshua says very simply, he says, listen, even if it's Keneged Avos, we have to go into the story. He says, when Yaakov davened, if you know the story, especially from the Chazal, which Rashi quotes from Moreh Chulin, he wasn't planning on davening. He was really just running in time. But then when he said, oh my gosh, here I am, I'm Har Moriah. This is the place where my father and my grandfather were, and they had great davening, and they had great Gilui Shchina. If I'm ready here anyway, how can I not daven? But it wasn't as if there was like a premeditated chova, says the Pnei Yoshua. So that's that chazal, v'yifka. He happened to, he really, oh, well, I'm here. Actually, it's a good place to daven. So says the Pnei Yoshua, you know what happened? Yaakov davened Marv. But he davened b'taras on the dava. Yaakov only davened b'taras on the dava. Avram Yitzchak davened, not just their davening chakras, but they wanted to, so to speak, create a chiyuv, so to speak, of chakras and mincha. But Yaakov never even had such a havamina. He was b'yifka b'makom. It was always b'taras on the dava. So it was always a rishus. And echanami, ketzvila keneged avos. Yaakov, he's not less important than the other two avos. But his tefila was only in a dava, so too were also only rishus. That's the Pnei Yoshua. Torah Tmima says a little bit differently. He has a different taicha. Same idea. We have to go look to Yaakov Avinu in the story. So listen, Yaakov was on the run. He was in the journey. He quotes the Gemara, and this is not related to Halacha L'maisa. Don't draw any conclusions from what I'm going to say. But is it an absolutely unambiguous Gemara? The Gemara says, if you're Baderech, you're traveling, you're Pater from davening. Because you're going to be so torod, you're going to be so preoccupied with the travel and being safe and physical exhaustion, etc. You're not going to have good kavanah anyway. So Gemara, Tartu quotes the Gemara. So it says Yaakov was Pater. It doesn't matter if you wanted to daven. He was Pater. He was Holchei Drachim. He was traveling. He davened anyway because he's a super duper tzaddik. Yeah, but that was a rishus. He wasn't a chayiv to daven. And you and I and our descendants, we can't be more chayiv and marav than Yaakov was. We're not traveling. Yeah, but if the basis, if you hold Lakman Omar Keneged Avos, is Yaakov, well, that means that built in, but then it's a rishus. Okay, so that's two ways that you can, maybe there's other answers out there that I don't know about. That's two answers how you could say, if we wanted to defend the Ur Sameach, which we do, because we love the Ur Sameach, even in this case if I don't agree with him. So there's two ways to defend it. But I think you have to admit, as that riff on the Ein Yaakov said, none of them are Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat, for the second time now, indicates not like the Ur Sameach. Pashup Shat indicates that the Rambam really holds that fundamentally it's Keneged Karbonos. Good, let's continue. So the question was asked a few minutes ago, and now I'm ready to deal with it, which is, what exactly does Rishus mean? So this also is actually a very interesting machlokas. Even though we paskin Arvis Rishus, what's Pshat Rishus? Or, as I like to say, the high school shayla, which is that at some point in high school somebody hears about this halacha, and then when the Rebbe says, or you know, says, or the father says, come, we've got to go to Shul Davin Marav, not so fast. Feels Arvus Rishus. I know more Gemara than you do. I don't have to daven. And the father of the Rebbe is ready to go, ah! But what, isn't he right? Is the boy right? The answer is no, of course he's wrong. But why? Then we say Feels Arvus Rishus. So this is not anticipated by me. This is already from the Rishonim. But it seems to me there's two approaches in the Rishonim. Hold off on the Lashon of the Rambam for a minute, in number four. But look at Tosfos. Tosfos in Brachos and in Yuma has one opinion, but in Yuma they also quote the Gemara, the opinion of the Bahag as a second opinion. The Re, in both of the first two Tosfos in, both of the Tosfos in, The Ri says, for example, let's read the first Tosfos in Brachos. Yeshlor brachotar mitzvos arvus rishus. Haynu lagabe mitzvah acheres ki overes. Azar mean tichat vil service with now ablo lachinam lo levatala. We don't really mean it's a rishus. Jinx. Nah, it says rishus. We didn't mean it. Sorry. Didn't mean it. What does it really mean, rishus? It just means relative. Relative to the first two, Mshakros and Mincha, which are an absolute chiyuv, it's a little bit weaker. What do you mean a little bit weaker? What's pshat? If you have a conflict, there's another mitzvah, which if you don't do now, you can't do, or davening Shachros or Mincha, Shachros and Mincha are in a stronger position. But if it's keneged Arvis, so then it's a relatively weaker, and in such a case, it might lose out. There's also other rules for how you decide what wins out and what doesn't win out, which I'm not getting into now. But says Tosfos, in a case where there's a conflict, you have to anyway make a decision, a resolution. So Barb is a little bit of a lesser level, but he says, but it doesn't mean ein lachinim levatala. You can't just say stam, I don't want to daven. The game is on. Now maybe the game's not stam, but still not in Tosfos. Right? That's still not a reason to miss Marv. Fundamentally, he says, Tosfos, you're chayiv to daven Marv, even according to the Baal Domer Tzvos Rishus. It doesn't mean Rishus. It's a mitzvah. It's not chova. What's chova? It means it's not absolutely 100 million percent. In one case, if there's a conflict, and I want to add, in Yuma, when Tosfos makes the same point, he adds one little point, which is delicious for us. Tosfos says, after all, Yaakov lo tikein lechinam, which, by the way, is basically almost the opposite of like the Pnei Yeshua and the Torah Tmimah, but that's their problem, not ours. Says Tosfos, Yaakov lo tikein lechinam. In other words, yes, we hold it for Shus, but even if we want to hold like it's connected Yaakov, so you think Yaakov just did it as a Rishus? Tar Tmimah said, yeah, but Tosfos didn't. Tosfos says, no, Yaakov lo tikein lechinam. It's really, really a mitzvah, even according to Mando Amar Tikun Avos. Aye, but we paskin Rishus. It just means in these once a year cases, we have a conflict, it's in a relatively weaker position. But doesn't mean it's really Rishus. However, the Bahag in the Tosfos in Yuma, Bahag disagrees. Af agav the tefilas arvus Rishus, kevin the shavi lechova shapir dami lachi tzarach lehu time v'dei makasha chavulava. He's discussing an unrelated question, but one that you're familiar with. If you forget to say Yal Yavo in davening Rosh Chodesh night, the Gemara says you don't have to go back and repeat Shemon Esrei. Why? Because Ein Makashin Belayla. Since anyway the Beis Din doesn't make Rosh Chodesh at night, no. So even on the calendar, it's the first of the month, but it wouldn't have been a Rosh Chodesh anyway. Frankly, Bahad, Fractosis. Well, I said something. If you hold the Tfilas Avos as Rishus, that would have been a better answer for the Gemara to give. You don't have to go back if you forget Yal Yavo, because anyway, Marav is Rishus. But the Gemara didn't give that answer. The Gemara gives this answer about we don't make Kiddush HaChodesh at night. Says the Bahag, well, why didn't it give an easy answer? Tfilas Arvus Rishus would have solved the problem. If anyway it's a Rishus, we're not going to make you go back. So the Bahag says, oh, you see from the fact that the Gemara didn't give that answer, that we don't, it's not that way. But what does he say? What's not that way? So he says, Shavi Alechova, which is an idea which we have. Marv, maybe one of the, maybe the most famous example, Marv's not the only example of this, that Klal Yisrael can take something which is not a Chiyuv and accept it upon themselves as a chiyuv. So Ein Chinami, whether it's our high school kid now, or any one of us if we're busy, you know, when I was younger, I didn't want to daven Ma'ariv because I was going to watch the game. Then I didn't want to daven Ma'ariv because I was too busy learning. But it doesn't really matter what the reason is. You have to daven Ma'ariv. Why, says the Bahag? Shavu Lechova, Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves a chiyuv. That's very different than the Tosfos, than the Ri. In other words, fundamentally, it is a Rishus. When we said Rishus, according to the Ri, it was like, well, gotcha, didn't really mean Rishus. It's really a mitzvah. According to the Bahag, no, Rishus really means a Rishus. There was, I don't know how many years, but from Bahag in essence, there was some moment in time, some historical period, where it was purely a Rishus. Then, at some point, Shavya Lechova, so now, for you and me, we don't have a choice, right?
Yeah, like a minhag,
like. No, not a minhag. It becomes a chiv. No, what's the Torah's what? The Torah's neder probably is the best way to say it. The Torah's neder is probably the best way to say it. Now, it could be that Chasam Sofer has a famous tshuva, that minhag is the Torah's neder too. So maybe it's all the same thing. Okay? But it's fundamentally from the Bahag. Here's what I'm trying to show you. Make clear. The machlokes in Tosfos today is, when we say Rishus, do we really, really mean Rishus? It's just that, anyway, now we have to daven because it's neder, minhag, chiv, Or no, even when the Gemara said Rishus, it never meant Rishus according to Tosfos. It's really a mitzvah. It's just every now and then it's going to be a conflict, and then it's in a weaker position. Now, we already saw who works better with what. Tosfos gave away the game, right? Because Tosfos said in Yuma, Yakim lo tikem levatala. If you hold that it's keneged avos, then you're going to be of the opinion, either that the opinion of the Gemara is chova, or if Nebuch, we're going to quote unquote Nebuch, we're going to pass on as Rishus, but you're going to do everything in your power, if you're a Yaakov keneged avos man, say that even the Rishus means a really a mitzvah, but a teeny bit Rishus. Right? You understand what I'm saying? And Tosfos, who's of that opinion, gave it away, because Tosfos told us. One of his proofs was, after all, Yaakov keneged avos. If you're starting with the assumption that Tefillah keneged avos, Marav keneged Yaakov, you're either going to want in the Gemara to be a Chova, or if it turns out we pass in Rishus, which we do, okay, but the Rishus doesn't really mean Rishus. It's still a mitzvah. Which would indicate that if you hold this keneged karbanos, you're going to hold this a pure Rishus. Now let's look at the Lashon of the Rambam, number 4. Ein tefilas arvis chova keneged tefilas shachar semencha. Tafal pike nago kol yisrael b'chol makomos moshosehem v'yispal arvis v'kiblu aleihem ketefilas chova. Between Tosfos and the Bahag, what do you think the Rambam holds like? Between Tosfos and Bahag, what do you think? Do you think because you think I want you to say that, or because you really think that? You really think that? With conviction. Okay, fine, I agree with you. If you'll say it, I'll agree with you too. It's clear the Lashon of the Rambam is mamish, almost mirrors the Bahag. Fundamentally, you see in the Rambam, Tosfos Arvus Rishus means it is really a Rishus. No, but at some point in history, our avos were noeg. He even uses the lashon of minhag, right? It's even better. It's better for you. The Rambam's lashon is mamish minhag. Again, it became a minhag that we have to do. The minhag is to make it like a chova. So the chova became because of the minhag, but it's really a minhag. So when the Gemara said rishus, it really meant rishus. So again, going back to our original question with the Or Sameach, what is the basis of the Rambam shita? Is it avos or karbanos? So this is, I would add another point that proves the same or supports the same thrust that we're suggesting. That unlike the Or Sameach, who says the Rambam is really an avos man, if he was an avos man, then I think he would have held that Marav is more of a chova. The fact that the Rambam is clearly like the Bahag and holds it's a pure rishus, the Marav is a rishus, but as a gavra, as an individual, the minhag obligates me to daven. Okay, that's a minhag, but the Marav is really rishus, and that works better as we see from the Bahag. If you hold keneged karbonos, which would make the Rambam consistent with everything we've seen until now. Notwithstanding, like the Or Sameach holds that he holds the keneged avos. But if that's the case, then he should have held more like Tosfos and not like the Bahag. Yeah?
According to the Reed, how do you define the parameters of shachar semencha versus marav in terms of oath of mitzvah?
Just that. That's the context. In other words, whatever, which is not an oath of mitzvah, plus a mitzvah shir now, so I can't go through all those details. We're also late, but whatever factors you'll throw into the mix to try to decide who wins an osur mitzvah and mitzvah, yes, no. So there's me. If it's marav, if it's shachar and mincha, it's no different than any other mitzvahs. But it's a wild card if it's marav. If it's a wild card, then all things being equal, marav starts off like giving everyone else, you know, like 100 yards, you know, and it's not on the inside lane, so it's always going to be behind. Okay, yeah.
Marav is a rishus, really it's rishus. Technically, there is no time limit.
It's
the same thing that we accept
that
a time limit
upon ourselves in the middle. Oh, I don't know that, but I would say that. Who said there's no time limit on Marav? That's impossible.
There's no time limit that you can't
die on Marav. Look, good, so perfect. We're going to finish with this. I'm going to give you two or three more proofs that the Rambam holds is a pure Rishus, and then we're going to end off, at least Baal Peh, with a beautiful Reb Chaim, which I think is going to clinch the deal, if you're not yet convinced. But the Rambam throws in another few halachos, in number 5, I gave you two of them, right in the beginning, where the Rambam makes the point. First of all, in the first Rambam, the Rambam says, why are we not medakdek in zman? Why can you daven marav early? You could have come up with any number of reasons. The Rambam says, you know why we're not medakdek in zman? Tefillas arvus rishus. Now if you hold that marav, like Tosfos, marav is really, really, really a mitzvah, so then why can you daven early? But if you hold this really, really rishus, which is what we're saying anyway from the Rambam, it's a pure rishus, not a fake rishus. A pure rishus. That's number one. Number two, the Rambam says, how come there's no chazaras shatz in Marv? Ever wonder? No one wonders because they're just too happy. You don't want to ask too many questions. The rabbi might say, okay, fine, let's do Chazar Shachatz. You know, kid comes back from yeshiva for Pesach, you know, everyone's worried, well, now, what chumrus did he pick up? Chazar Shachatz for Maariv! I promise you that is one way to make yourself very unpopular, not only with your parents, but even with the rabbi. Uh-huh. Don't come back with that one. Right? The Rambam says, you know why not? You know why not Chazar Shachatz at Maariv? Because Arvus Rishus. Arvus Rishus. Again, if it's really a mitzvah, then what's the difference? And now the third and most important one. A little bit complicated, just give me some time to develop it, and hopefully it won't be too late for your sikha. And if you are, just wait till I leave before you get in trouble, okay? The following discussion happens. In the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rabbi discuss the following case. You're in the middle of davening, and you realize that you already davened. It's the opposite of the guy who forgot to daven. Like this is... I once said that like when I was really learning well, I remember specifically at a certain point... at a specific point in my Shana Aleph, I guess I was your age, I remember like I knew I was really learning well, but my biggest Yetzirah was to think about learning in the bathroom. Like that's a good sign when that's your biggest Yetzirah. So this is like another thing, like when your biggest problem is you're davening too many times, like you know, you're holding in a good place. You're not supposed to daven too much, but it's still a good thing. You know, so this has happened more than once in my life. I can't say it always happens to me, but it, which I guess I shouldn't. I don't know. It's embarrassing to be in the middle of Shnesre and say, "Hey, daven mincha already." So it never happens for Shacharis, I might add, but mincha it could happen, right? You grabbed an early mincha, and everyone's going out, you know, at 4:45 to daven mincha, and you're, oh my gosh! So what do you do? What do you do? So the Rambam says, "Mishaya omid b'tfila v'niska shekvar espalel posek afil lemsa bracha." You just gotta stop. Why? I am in the middle of... Yeah, because every bracha you say is just more and more problems. You know, quit digging. You're in the hole already. Stop right away. Yes, move your feet. Yes, start talking to somebody. Just don't daven anymore. Every bracha you say is another bracha levatola. You daven already. However, says the Rambam, in Tefillas Arvis, let's say you daven Maariv, you know, it's winter, so you daven Maariv Shkia time, and then you're always learning anyway night Seder, and now there's a 10 o'clock Maariv, and you don't even pay attention, you just go ahead with the program, you daven Maariv. In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you go, oh my gosh, I davened at 5:50. Says the Rambam, don't worry. At any point you remember, just mentally switch and say, the rest of the tefillah, it's a nedava. It's optional. It's a gift. I'm not chayiv, I davened already 4 hours ago. It's a nedava. You can't do that, says the Rambam, for Shacharis and Mincha. You know why? Because they're a chova. And a chova and Rishos are like Kilayim. They don't mix. So if I started the Shmoneh Esrei as a chova, I can't switch to an Adava. But Maariv, which is anyway a Rishos, so it's like on the Rishos path, you can switch it to an Adava, which is a Rishos also. You can, but then you gain nothing. No, because then the first seven brachas are Levatala. If you finish the Shmoneh Esrei as an Adava, then nothing was Levatala. Okay, that's better, says the Rambam. I think so. You may be Bishogeg, whatever I'm saying, but the point is, then, I don't want to use the word Levatala technically. The point is, then they were nothing. They're pointless. They're pointless. They might be worse than pointless, but at least they're pointless. You know what? No, exactly, that's right. Says the Ravid Rambam, I don't know what you're talking about. How could you pick on pure Maariv? Poor Maariv. After all, Kfar Kiblu Lechova. In theory, maybe the Rambam would have made sense, but practically, how could you say that in Maariv you could switch to the Nedava because anyway it's a Rishus? It's not a Rishus. You have to daven Maariv. It's a Chova. And we would add, such as the Ravid is telling us that, we already saw the Rambam himself says Shavi Alei Chova. So how could the Rambam say that Maariv is different because it's anyway a Rishus? Says the Ravid, it's not a Rishus anymore. Shavi Alei Chova. You hear the Kasha? So comes along Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim is not talking about our sugi at all, meaning our sugi of what shitas a Rambam and is it avos versus karbonos. That the Rambam is not talking about. The Reb Chaim is not talking about. But I hope you'll see in a minute it mamash fits like a glove for us. And says the Reb Chaim, I'm not going to have a chance to read it inside to you, but the language is mamash beautiful. It's kedai to look inside. The Reb Chaim says as follows: what the Ravid and the Rambam are arguing about is something subtle but profound, and that is that the Rambam, he says, holds that Maariv in its essence, ba'atzmuso, ba'gufo shaldavar, it is a tefillah of Rishus. It's always been, always will be, it cannot change, spiritual law of nature, it is a Rishus. It's a cheftza of, you could say, even of a Rishus. I Didn't the Rambam himself say Shavi Alei Chova? That's not talking about the tefillah as a tefillah. That's talking about the chiyuv of the gavra. How do I relate to this tefillah? Do I relate to it as a rishus? Do I relate to it as a chova? So the Reb Chaim says the Rambam shita is, it used to be initially, I related to it as a rishus. And shav yelei chova, we accepted it upon ourselves as a chiyuv. So that changes the fact that now I have to daven. I can't just decide not to go to Marv. But that doesn't even begin to touch the essence of the tefillah itself. The tefillah still is a rishus. It's just that I have to daven that tefillah is rishus. However, he says that the Ravid holds differently. The Ravid holds, and he shows here that it's also the shita of the Rif, that they hold no. That Marv was always, in its essence, on par with the other tefillos. It was a cheftz, if you will. Bats musam was a mitzvah, like every other tefillah. It's just that how I as a gavra related to that tefillah was as a rishus. Then, shavi alei chova, then, all of a sudden now, at some point in history, we accept it upon ourselves to accept it like a mitzvah. But it was always, in its essence, a mitzvah. So the only change that happened, according to Reb Chaim, that everyone agrees with, is in how the gavra, as you and I relate to Marv. Are we, is it an option for us, or are we chayv to do it? But the machlokas is not about that. Machlokas is, but what is the tefillah itself? So just like we saw machlokas, Tosas and Bahag, so Reb Chaim is also machlokas, Rambam Ravid. Is it in its essence a rishos? That's Shitas HaRambam. Is it in its essence a mitzvah on par with the other two tefillos? That's the Ravid. And the nafkamina is, can you switch tracks in the middle and twitch into an adava? Since the Rambam holds that in essence Marv is always a rishus, easy, you could just switch tracks and go, you could just switch onto an adava. But since the Ravid holds that no, but etzem, Marv has always been a cheftz, if you will, of a mitzvah, no different than Shachar and Mincha, and just like Shachar and Mincha can't switch into rishus, so too Marv cannot to an adava, excuse me, so too Marv can't switch into an adava. Now let's take a step back for a second and process this Reb Chaim in light of everything we've seen. And I would suggest that if Reb Chaim is right, I think it's very compelling, his analysis, that works perfectly with everything that we said in the Rambam. Namely, that the Rambam holds that really, really, really it's a rishus. And I just saw machlokas, Tosas and Bahag, does it mean really a rishus? Or like a fake rishus? But really a mitzvah? And we said a few minutes ago that the Rambam is like the Bahag, that it's a really, really, really rishus. Exactly, it's a really, really rishus, as Reb Chaim said correctly in the Rambam, which is why you can switch tracks to make an adava. And that's why there's no chazaras hashatz. And that's why there's no time limit. And now I'll add, and that's pshat, which the Reb Chaim doesn't talk about, and the Rambam holds it's keneged karbonos. Oh, slicha. Oh, okay. Oh, you like Thursdays better. So, to sum up, the Reb Chaim, in essence, even though he's not discussing the same issue as all as the Or Sameach, but I would suggest, the Shitasi, that the Reb Chaim is really, like we said, and not like the Or Sameach. Namely, that fundamentally, according to the Rambam, Tefillah Keneged Karbonos, as the Rambam says, Nochus Tefillah. The Rambam was just telling us some side historical things, so to speak, about Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and Melachim. But the whole problem that the Or Sameach had, which created his whole alternate upshot, I think according to Reb Chaim approach, what we're saying was not really a problem. It's always been karbonos, and if it's karbonos, it's a rishus, not just a rishus, but a pure rishus, with all of the nafkaminas that we saw since then. Remember, you don't know my name, you don't know where I live.